Hi everyone, welcome back to the Bison video blog. Our summer series continues as we focus on player number three on our breakthrough guys to watch for 2017. We're back on the defensive side of the football. Guy out of South Dakota, his older brother is the starting defensive end in Jared Tuska, but Bison coach has been talking this guy up for a long time to you and me, Jeff, and that's his younger brother and Derek Tuska. He comes in at number three, another sophomore as part of our guys, third straight sophomore on our list here. He's got freak size. I think he's pretty quick, too. Watching him as I did during spring ball, I think there's an opportunity. You're going to see a heck of a lot more of number 91 on the football field.
I'm guessing people are going, no, what in God's name do you have a guy who had four tackles last year being one of your breakthrough guys, one of your top five
guys?
You are one of those guys, too. Two of those were tackles for loss.
One
was a quarterback sack. Shows he has some big-time ability. I just like the guy's size. And sometimes when you come from a nine-man football program, you may take one or two years to really get adjusted to the whole game. This is his third year now, correct? This is his third year in the program. And this is the year, like we said with Zach Johnson, this is the year when you really take that baby fat of the first 2 years of coming from nine-man and really turn it into something special. And I think this guy has the ability. The problem is, it's such a deep position.
I was about to say, his road to the field is blocked in my mind.
Well, you got Stanley Jones.
Yeah.
You know, you
Greg
Menard.
Jones had an awesome second half of 2016. I really believe that.
He had almost too much experience to be a breakthrough guy.
Yes, I agree.
I think we had to get, shed him off.
Stan's not on that list, correct.
He's ineligible.
Yes.
He's ineligible for the list. I just like the Tuska kid. I like his older brother, but apparently, you know, we always heard through the years that his younger brother is just a tad quicker and pretty good. And he's just as athletic, if not more. To me, it's more of a, maybe it's a reach, but we look at him and we hear comments and go, you need to be making those kind of plays.
And you look at it for his older brother, who also, I thought, had a breakthrough season last year. Jared got out there. He disrupted plays. He broke up passes, had a few sacks as well. Jared right now is slated to start on one side of the defensive end. Of course, you've got Greg Menard at the other. And you've always told me, if you want to be good at this level of football, you better be really good up front. And I think the Bison defensive line with Nate Tangway back, they're going to be pretty good in 2017.
Plus, there's two chances here for him to reach the field. Caleb Butler may see more time inside.
Could.
And they're moving Cole Karch inside. So there's two defensive ends who would have given him challenges in playing time.
Correct. That the road to the, you're right.
The opening's there.
His road, it got a little bit open there. You're right, with Karch and also with Butler getting moved. You look at this kid, though, and he had a dominant high school career. I know it's nine-man ball, and everyone that's going to be watching, it's nine-man football in South Dakota, but NDSU's done pretty well out of that state, especially even at the nine-man level in North Dakota, where they've gotten some guys that have excelled. And it takes a while. It does. You've written articles about that. We've done TV stories on it. It's not year one. It's not year two. Landon Leckler said it. It was probably by his third year that things were starting to snag.
And it's no coincidence. Most of these guys on the list are guys going in their third year. And it's really the make or take. Are you going to be the key contributor, or are you just sort of going to plateau out? I think this kid has the ability and the athletic wherewithal to really make a difference.
Another guy that I think during fall, you're going to have to be a busy guy during fall camp to watch during that month, because it's interesting. You know what they have in Menard. I think they know what they have in the older Tuska. But this guy, along with the younger Volson, the two younger sets of brothers, which I've heard of these two, might be the better set. They really like what they have in Tanner, and they like what they have in Jared. But between Cordell Volson and this guy in Derek Tuska, man, they might be set up for a few years to come.
Well, when the Bison were really good during those five title years, I thought they rotated defensive linemen and ends just at a regular pace.
When Kyle Emanuel wasn't starting in 2013, you knew you had something.
Yeah, when you have a third round draft choice not starting,
you're doing
it. And it benefited him. It benefited him over the long run. If at all possible, you're going to see them try to do their best to really rotate guys. Greg Menard cannot be on the field 90% of the time.
The key thing is getting guys in and off the field. You know how fast some offenses go. Eastern Washington comes right to mind. But sometimes you can't get personnel off. I'm curious if that's a challenge to get these guys on the field.
You know the best way to do that? Stop them on three downs.
I was about to say, stop them, get them off the field. Derek Tuska, number three on our breakthrough guys to watch for 2017.